Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right. Well, another man I think is heading to Wollongong for completely different purposes is Danny Medeiros. He is, of course, the New South Wales assistant coach.
Talking about open relationships.
Love it. Okay, I just got up in that car, boys. I'm just about to switch you on myself. The 3 hours in the car, just listening to your dog
chat. Exactly. How are you, buddy? You're heading down there for a terrific game of football, but how have you been? How have you and Freddie been watching the injury toll mount from last night?
Yeah, I think my 3 hours might be taken up of talking and thinking all things. The options for what happened after last night was a bit of carnage for both states, wasn't there? But, Regan Campbell-Gillard looks like he probably won't be able to play game two and three, which is really disappointing for him, and hopefully Latrell pulls through. So just got to look at some options in and around what we can do.
Do you have sort of, you'd have a bit of an idea, Bedsy, wouldn't you? I mean, obviously, you guys have been discussing the changes and the makeup of the team probably for the last 5 or 6 weeks. So you'd have a few guys on the radar that, you know, given this sort of situation, you'd be prepared for?
Yeah, there's one thing for sure, certain, Gerd, isn't there, that you're going to get injuries through the 6 weeks. So Origin over the past has been over 9 weeks, probably eats the competition up, and you always a lot of risk with injuries. But for 6 weeks, yeah. You know, it's going to be pretty short and sharp, but at the same time, you've got to play two games in between each Origin. So high chance of players getting injured, so you need a bit of a depth chart in all positions.
Bedsy, Ryan James was only a shandy away last time. He's up against David Clemmer and Aaron Woods today. If he puts his best foot forward, is that the most logical option? Or
yeah, well, it's a big day today, isn't it? Like looking at last night, if we get through today, I think there's only maybe Josh Addo, Carr, playing for Melbourne tomorrow, and Nick Kotrick, who was in our 19 for game one, that are playing tomorrow. So, yeah, it's a big day if we can get through and get a bet a little bit easier tonight. But, Ryan James in the mix. There's some options in around a couple of other players as well, but Ryan James played sensational last week against South and gives them good form. So we've got a few of those guys who can play middle and back row, but who we're going to go with, not quite sure.
Hey, Bedsy, Del, mate, how you going, all right?
Hey, Del, how are you?
Good, mate, good. Hey, mate, what have you liked about young Cook? Like, just the way that he plays, you know, he's got so much speed, but he just picks his time. What do you like about him?
Yeah, exactly. You saw it in the first set down there in Melbourne, and, you know, he looked up, and I think it was tackle two or tackle three, and he looked out, and the line speed was so intense and rushing up. He had enough smarts just to look and then just poke his nose through and just took the tackle. And those little things, I think... he's seeing things really easy. I think he's seeing different pitches and different players coming at him that, you know, a lot of the other hookers aren't seeing. And I think that's putting him in good stead to play well most games. But he won a lot of rucks with the ball and without the ball. You know, I think defensively he goes underrated a lot. And he had to really stand firm a lot of the times. And, so he's winning his rucks in defence. And that's the part that's setting his attack up.
But it's always tough, obviously, the idea of playing that game before selection for something as important as State of Origin. There must be nerves about that. And I guess that there's some boys in that Dragons pack, they already know they're going to be there. So that's, and they've seen the injuries last night. Running out, obviously just having to put in 100% commitment physically, but with that in the back of your mind, it's tough.
It is tough. And you look at last weekend, so they played Wednesday, and then I think most players can get themselves up for that round, straight after the Origin, because you're on a bit of a high, and if you were to lose Origin 1, you still got a bit of adrenaline going, and you can probably push through, but it's the next week, it's this round. I think for most players, it's a bit of a challenge to get up to the energy stakes, but more importantly, just to concentrate and know when you've got a big game around the corner for next week, and it's only a week's preparation. We're going Sunday, and the game's on Sunday, so there'll be a lot going through all these 35, 36 players that could be playing in game two next week going into this round. And as you can see, there's been a couple of flighty performances at the same time, but I'm sure you need to leave that all at the door and move on and just think Origin from the time you roll in on Sunday night.
Bedsy, have you or Freddie or Brandy got an update on young Latrell? We all saw those images and that vision last night, but then we're hearing out of the Roosters this morning that he's expected to be okay and should be available.
Yeah, it's one thing we do really well in our game now is the duty of care and the care that they do get. And as you saw, the concern and all that would have taken from Latrell, I guess you could say, is just one of those words, those crucial words that the staff, if they hear that, then they just go into lockdown and just make sure it's all okay. So I'm not sure what word that was from Latrell, whether, you know, he might have said he heard something, and then the next thing that just goes into that stretch of mentality. So the care that was given and taken is and sensational. That's what the players need. And I'm sure looking even in their dressing room pictures, you know, when Peach went in there just to see if he was all right, he was up. So hopefully it's just a bad strain and he can shake it all off and get ready to come in over the next couple of days.
Gee, the confidence he's pulled out of that first Origin game, Bedsy. We saw it on show there last night before he got injured. I mean, we all know that he's got talent, but, gee, being a start of Origin player certainly hasn't done his form any harm.
No, he was in the zone, wasn't he? He's in the zone at the moment, and you know, hopefully that doesn't dent his confidence. I don't think it will. And a bit of friendly fire from his New South Wales teammate, just in Nace, just got stuck under him there, and just the way his head pulled through, it's, that looked like it was okay. But if it was a little bit longer stuck in there, it could have been a bit of a serious injury. But yeah, he's been in some confident mood in both, you know, last week against Newcastle. He streaked him. And when you do play at that level, and he pushed through and fought through some periods in Origin 1 where I guess he's never been to before, but and then you come back into the NRL, and that's what you expect out of your Origin players. And that's why all coaches in the club land want their players to play Origin, because they know how good they can come back.
Bedsy, obviously your focus has been on boys running around or potentially running around in blue jerseys, but you clearly would have had an eye also on the Queensland camp. What have you made of the injuries for them with Dylan Napa and Michael Morgan? Obviously Matt Scott didn't play. Billy Slater's not playing for Melbourne, but is said that he will be right. What are your thoughts on what's happening there?
Yeah, there's a bit going on, isn't there, for both states, and there's a lot of phone calls to and froing today for both camps, I'd imagine. But, you know, if Billy Slater was to play, what were they to do with Michael Morgan? Where were they going to put Morgan? Were they going to put him in the halves? And, you know, what were they going to do with Ben Hunt? You know, where were they going to put him? And, you know, all these little things, maybe what could happen. But, at the end of the day, that we can just keep saying whoever they put out in that position. This is where they feel most comfortable, in this position where they've got injuries, they've got backs to the wall, they're coming into Sydney. This is where they're at their most dangerous. So, as much as you got definitely an eye on them, seeing what they're doing up there, but it's just all focus in this Coogee camp here for us, rolling and starting in there tomorrow.
Bedsy, you and Freddie had a little dabble at NRL coaching, and now you're back with your knees under the desk. Are you enjoying this second opportunity that you've been given? Obviously, results-based, you've done well so far, but are you enjoying it second time around?
Yeah, dip the toe, I guess you could say, Gertz. It was... Now, that part I did. I did a bit of assistant coaching, which was great, and I had 6 weeks as a head coach. But that was the easiest part, just getting them ready to play. But so much more goes into that head coaching role, and that's where I guess Origin, that 20% I did for that 6 weeks feels like an Origin prep, where you just got to get the players up to play and pull them together, and that's the part of coaching I enjoy doing. But understanding that it's in the clubs, it's only a small part of it. You've got to get your list right, you've got your salary cap management, you've got all sorts of things during the season that happen. But Origin, you're coming in for three intense preparations, and hopefully you can get a job done, and it's exciting at the same time. So it's a privilege to be involved and be involved with Brandy and Fred there. So we've got a good thing going on, and hopefully we've got a lot of work to do to get anywhere near getting to where we want to get to.
And Bedsy, back in the old hometown of Newcastle, Nathan Brown has signed an open-ended contract extension. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the forward thinking of Philip Gardner up here in Newcastle, which is great. Who have, you know, at the West Group there, so it's something you probably a lot of clubs and organisations haven't gone down that road. But there's a lot of things that Brownie will be looking after. Like, not just the head coaching role. There's all, I guess you could say, KPIs around attendance and all these things, community, juniors, all these things you got to get through and tick off. And it's not just results on the field. And, you know, Brownie's across all those things, and he's how he wants things to work. And, he's the one that's going to take the club forward. And I think it's a really good step for both club and Nate with his family here, because they just love it here. They don't want to go anywhere else, and just works his backside off to make sure, you know, that never happens and the club succeeds.
Hey, Bezzy, if they pick Kalyn Ponga, do you think he could handle Origin, in your opinion?
Absolutely. That's the thing. I think everyone sits back now and go, you can't handle Origin, but until you get that opportunity, it's hard to tell. And as you can see, the thing with all the good players, you know, Dell, is the time that they've got. Yep. And you know, he's got that in abundance, hasn't he? So he just sees, talking about Damien Cook, seeing different pitches and seeing different things. I think Kalyn sees different
to a lot of players, and he's just a special talent.
All right, Danny Badiris, thank you so much for your time. Jump in the car, head to Wollongong, yeah, put the radio on. If you want to call us and complain about anything we say, 1-333-53 on the way down, hands free, please.
Cheers,
nice to talk to you. Good luck.
See ya. Yeah. Bye.